23 away from 9 here at Keweenaw's Classic Hit Station, 97.7 The Wolf. Time to find out what's going on in the city of Houghton, brought to you each week by the city of Houghton. Susie Landers is here. The question more appropriately this week is, what the heck isn't going on?
I know, what a week, what a week.
In the city of Houghton. We'll get to the Science and Engineering Festival and update that in just a moment or so. We do want to welcome Michigan Tech alumni back. They're back for Alumni Weekend. We want to welcome those folks who are here for the Mineral Days.
Yes.
That is going on this weekend, and the Gem and Mineral Show is coming up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's always a big event that's going on. And the concert tonight, the first of the free downtown Houghton concerts.
We do, and the exciting part, this week, we get to actually co-partner up with the Keweenaw Science and Engineering Fest down at the Kestner Water Park with our concert series. Now, remember, everyone, we have moved. We're not on the Wells Fargo deck anymore. We have moved down to the park. I should really say chutes and ladders, because that's what everybody refers to. So tonight at 7 will be our first one for the month of August, starting at 7 o'clock. And tonight we will have Dirk and Tom.
Dirk and Tom, they are great, and you will enjoy them. And I love the location, because if you want to bring the kids, they can go play on chutes and ladders, and they won't get bored, and Bubba doesn't have to run out of chalk.
Exactly. Right, and we have some new playground equipment down there, and everything is just beautiful.
Yeah, it's a great place. I've played at the Bandshell before. Mm-hmm. I have seen things at the Bandshell before. Do remember to bring a chair or a blanket to sit on.
Right, because there are some, of course, some picnic tables, but those will, I'm sure, be taken up quite early in the evening, so... yeah, definitely. Bring a chair, grab a blanket, and relax.
And there is a slight chance of showers in the forecast for later today.
No, that's not on my side of the bridge.
If there is an issue, it gets moved to the Continental Fire Company.
You know what? Now that you mention that, you just threw a little glitch at me.
You told me that.
I did. But I just realized we have something else scheduled there tonight. So, okay, get this. There is not going to be any rain.
Okay.
Okay? Because I don't have that factored in tonight.
if it
rains. Bring an umbrella. And we have a beautiful pavilion.
Yeah, if it rains, we're going to put them under the
Everybody
pavilion.
Everybody get underneath the pavilion. It's all good.
And hope the amplification doesn't kill them.
It's going to be fine.
Because we don't want that going on. Now, the Keweenaw Science and Engineering Festival. Oh, and mention the sponsor, please, for the downtown concert.
Oh, series, definitely. Once again, Century 21 North Country Agency stepped up. They've been doing this for the last couple years, and they're doing a great job. And they've been adding little bonus things. Like this year, they're going to have a prize wheel. So when you're down there, you can spin to win. You know, we'll have different prizes. And I think even tonight, they might have a couple tickets for the Science Comedian show, ooh, which is going to be tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yes. Indeed. And we've got a couple tickets we're going to give away at the end of our conversation this morning to see Brian Mallow, the Science Comedian.
Wonderful. So, yep, at the Rose Center.
How did day one go?
Day one went wonderful. Can you tell how exhausted I look? Thank God we're on the radio. Day one was wonderful. It went off without a hitch. Really excited. So we're looking at day two starting this afternoon at noon. So I quickly wanted to run down just a few of the pieces, our programming pieces, because it seems like people are getting a little overwhelmed because there's a lot of programming.
There's a lot of stuff to do.
What I wanted to do is just highlight them just a little bit as we go. And then please refer to the website, keweenascience.org, for more details.
Okay.
And actually, see, I already screwed up because the art show starts at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I wasn't going to mention that.
I know.
That's at the Rose Center gallery.
At the Rose Center. Oh, wait, let me back up again. You can tell I'm getting tired. As I'm going through this, for the last month, I keep saying all of our events are free except for Brian Mallow's The Science Comedian.
Which technically is true.
Correct, because these are all programming pieces that are free that we are putting together, the Keweenaw Science and Engineering Committee. However, we do have a programming partner, which is the Quincy Mine and the Quincy Smelter. We did put them on our schedule just to highlight them, encouraging people to check it out. Those do have an admission cost. So.
Yeah, they are not part of the festival. No, we just listed them there so that if you're in the scientific mode, they come to mind for you.
Exactly.
And because they're great organizations and we want to help promote them.
Right. So we wanted to clarify that. So starting off today from 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 p.m., we have SCALE, which is the Balancing Art and Technology Art Show over at the Rose Center. At 10:30 this morning, we have Jump Into the Solar System, which will actually kick off at the Portage Lake Library. And that's for, I think, like toddler, or like maybe third grade and under. I think we may have an age on that one. At noon, over
well,
at the
they Kessner. Have they have built a, yes. a scale model of the solar
right,
system.
That you will go through.
Yeah, that runs all the way from the library to Waterfront Park.
Right. I think it's geared a little bit for younger kids.
Yeah.
Though. Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, after that, we've got from noon to three, we have a Family Engineering Day down at Kessner Park. We also have Mechanical Advantages with GS Engineering. That's going to be pretty cool. Catching Creepy Crawly Things. That's from 1 to 2 and 2 to 3. Are you thinking I forgot something? I saw you do your
No, I'm just...
I crossed out a couple things, okay?
You're punchy enough that I'm double-checking you.
Thank you. And then at the D Stadium, we have the Science of an Ice Rink. And keep in mind, too, you'll be able to get your picture on the Zamboni if you go down there and let Scott McGinnis give you... Scott McGinnis and Kevin Mackey will be there hosting that event. Tonight at 6 o'clock, from 6 to 11, we have the Science Pub Crawl, and that will start off at the Downtowner Lounge.
And that is for folks 21
and older.
Because there is some legitimate pub crawling involved in this.
There will. Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you wouldn't really want to bring your kids into that anyway. We're going to be trying to funnel everybody through. And it'll be a pretty fast-paced event.
Yeah, you go to a number of different...
venues.
Organizations. And they will all have different types of displays set up.
We'll have a scientist at each one of the venues. And they will have a 30 to 40-minute talk. And we'll be highlighting... different things, like Dr. Wayne Pennington will kick us off tonight at the Downtowner, and he will be talking about earthquakes from Nepal to the Keweenaw. So you can get more details again on that on our website.
Yeah.
Alrighty. And then again, at 7 o'clock tonight, we have our concert series down at the Kessner Park from 7 to 9. I'll mention that again.
Thank you. Science of Sound Reinforcement.
exactly. Now we're rounding out our night, and then we will start again tomorrow morning back with the art show. Scale at the Rosé Center, and then from 12 to 2 tomorrow, we're going to be control a Roomba. Now, that's going to be at Dillman at Michigan Tech. You know that little vacuum cleaner that you see cruising around all
yes.
by itself?
Yes.
That is amazing. So go and check that out. And then from 12 to 4, back at the waterfront, we're going to have STEM in the Keweenaw. And remember, all these are family-friendly. I jumped my spot there. I'm moving forward, 12 to 4, MSU
sure
Science
you are.
Theater. And I don't have my glasses on, and you don't have an extra pair to share. The MSU Science Theater will be at the Kessner Park. Oh, you did. Thank you. All righty.
I don't know
All
if
right.
those will
they
work.
They work. They'd work. Now, 12 to 4, we're going to have the Heat Group down there, and come ride the Pedal a Watt bike. You can jump on a bike and see how long it would take you to pedal to provide the energy for your home, or see how long you'd have to pedal to raise the lift bridge. So would that be fun?
Heat, of course, that's that energy efficiency
yes,
team that's been working to try to get us into this.
Into the Georgetown University yeah. competitions. Yes. So please stop down there. They're going to have a lot of information that they're going to have some programming coming up in the next couple months that will help everyone button up their homes and keep us in the running for that that grant.
Sure. And as a delightful side effect, maybe save you a whole bunch of money on your
exactly.
energy bills.
Exactly.
Gee, that wouldn't help. That wouldn't hurt, would it?
Again, tomorrow down at the waterfront, we are from noon to four. We're going to have GS Engineering there, and they're going to have something. They're highlighting it. Have you ever wondered how different materials can affect the shape of design? Join us and hear about the design process as we design a bridge similar to the Portage Lake Lift Bridge.
Well, we need another bridge.
We sure do.
So, you know, maybe they could just go ahead and build it.
And then Friday night, we have the Wonders of Physics and our science comedian, Brian Mallow. Experience the Wonders of Physics performance from the University of Wisconsin. And then they will open up, and then Brian Mallow will be our science comedian. And again, I think we've talked about him before. He is the only science comedian in the United States. Mm-hmm. I always like to say world, but...
Yes, at least he's the only one who admits it.
Right, exactly. So. And the cost is very low. It's $10 for adults and $5 for children. So it's pretty affordable. And plus, if you win those tickets today that we're going to
Yeah, then it's really affordable.
And there's tickets on the wheel.
On the prize wheel tonight at the concert.
Yeah. Exactly. Next, we are jumping into Saturday. Now, Saturday, down at the waterfront, from noon to 4, we're going to have our own mind trekkers. The Mind Trekkers, I'm sure most people have heard about. They're nationally acclaimed, and they're
from Michigan Tech.
It's our community. It's our they're our
yeah,
kids.
And they are the stuff they do is just so cool.
Exactly, they're going to make ice cream in 60 seconds.
Ice cream, that. You scream, we all scream
ice cream
for ice cream.
60 seconds. That's now they're talking my language.
Yes.
And then from noon to
can
four.
Can they make chocolate sauce in 60 seconds?
You know, I bet they can.
I bet they could figure
or
it out.
Or maybe they can make chocolate ice cream.
That'd work.
Right.
That'd work.
Yeah, that would work. Noon to four tomorrow, Captain Nemo.
Saturday.
Thank you. This is why you're my lovely assistant today. I'm having a tough
Somebody
time.
Has to keep you on track.
We're on Saturday. And then again, back at the waterfront, noon to four, the MSU Science Theater will be there. And back to Heath. Heath will also be there on Saturday where you can pedal. And we're also from 4 to 6 at Michigan Tech Fisher Hall, room 139. We're going to have NASA's best space images from the Grand Canyon to Mars. All different cool.
Boy, we've gotten some really wonderful photos back from space recently. So
really? Yep. So it says
very
some
cool.
of the most spectacular images of our universe.
Very cool stuff that's come back recently. So, and the Saving Hubble film.
Right. Now that's from 8:30 to 10:30, give or take. That is going to be viewed, that documentary is going to be viewed outside in Walker Lawn. And after that, then we will have the stargazing.
Outside?
Outside. We're going to have this
it's like a drive-in theater?
It is. It's going to be like a drive-in, but you can't drive
you
up on the lawn.
You can't drive up on the lawn in your car. So that means there's not going to be a roller skating waitress with a tray to put on my window.
And I want that dancing hot dog.
Yeah.
Up on the screen. I wonder if they could do that just for fun.
Well, we'll work on that.
So anyway, definitely, this is an opportunity. David Gaines is going to be there. Not only, you know, where are we going to have the film? He's going to be there to share the information, to answer questions. And this is a great opportunity.
Absolutely. This and let me reemphasize again as we close this up here, because we're getting a little short on time. This is all fun stuff.
It is.
And it's accessible for everybody.
Right.
You know, you don't have to be a PhD to appreciate and enjoy and learn a little bit from what's going on here. This is designed for folks like me.
And me.
You know, generally did really well in band class in high school. The science classes were a little challenging, but it's fun stuff.
It's
eye-opening.
And it's for everyone. Science has no age. That's what we have to remember. And we are encouraging people, young and old, to get their hands wet in there, get their feet wet, basically get into this and just try it. And
see, if you get your hands wet, you can study the science of evaporation.
Exactly.
There, see, science is every place.
Or maybe if you want to get your feet wet, we can go back to that science of the flotation device.
The science of damp socks. So
thank you, Todd, again, for everything. And please, I'm reaching out to our community to attend this event. This is a great opportunity to see not only our beautiful area, but we have some amazing gemstones here in our education field. And, you know, it's not a lot of communities have what we have.
No, we have. And this is a great opportunity for us to capitalize on some of those things. And if this festival can become a regular
which
feature,
it will be,
and can grow in reputation and start bringing people here from other areas.
Right.
And become a bit of a destination. That helps the community. Maybe it helps Michigan Tech.
It helps our business community. It helps everything. And that's what I want to, as we close out quickly, remember the Kiwanis Science and Engineering Fest is a group that is then supported by Michigan Tech, the Smart Zone, the two cities of Houghton and Hancock, Finlandia, Gogebic, and a lot of other community partners that have stepped up and have collaborated to bring this to you.
Let us close this by giving away some tickets to see the science comedian, Brian Mello, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the Rose Center. You can get tickets through the Rose box office, but hey, why pay when you can do it for free right now? We'll go with caller number 3 at 482-9700. 482-9700, caller number 3 goes to see Brian Mello right now. Compliments of 97.7 The Wolf.